career options in humanities to pursue a bright future. The academic disciplines that study human culture, history, language, literature, philosophy, art, and other forms of human expression are termed humanities. However, when we talk about job openings in India in humanities, one can pursue multiple career lines depending on their skills and interests. Some of the major fields that exist within the humanities include the following mentioned points. History is the study of past events and the impact they had on everybody's lives. Literature is the study of written works that include poetry, drama, fiction, and more. Philosophy is the study of fundamental questions which are related to existence, knowledge, reality, morality, and more. Languages, the study of human languages and their structure, history, and usage come under this field. Art is the study of visual and performing arts, including painting, sculpture, music, dance, and theater. What are the career options in humanities? If you are interested in humanities, then you have a wide range of job openings in India for yourself. We will discuss the major ones in certain detail below so that you can go through them to find the one you are passionate about. Writing and publishing. If you aspire to have a career in writing and publishing or have a certain interest in the field, then humanities can help you build a good foundation for that. If you are a student in the said field, then you can become a writer, editor, or publisher in multiple fields. These fields encircle options like journalism, creative writing, academic writing, and technical writing. Education. Humanities bring a great career opportunity for you that lets you share your knowledge with the ones who are the future of the nation and can change the world. If you are interested in teaching kids of this generation, then I suggest you explore career options in teaching and research. This can include teaching at schools, colleges, or universities, as well as conducting research in a wide range of fields. Media and communication. Media and communication fields are flourishing in a way only great minds would have imagined. With the branching of this field due to advancements in technology, you can work in multiple media and communication roles. These roles include public relations, advertising, marketing, and social media management. Arts and culture. Does art inspire you or intrigue you to seep deeper into it? If yes, then you can explore a career in arts and culture which can circumscribe various creative fields such as museums, galleries, and cultural institutions. Law. If you are interested in bringing justice to people and other elements of the social setting, then you should pursue a career in the law field. Humanities graduations bring strong analytical and critical thinking skills to the people who study them, which are extremely important in the legal profession. Government and non-profit organizations. If you are brainy enough to crack a government entrance exam, then there can be nothing better than that. If you are someone who is pursuing humanities, then I strongly recommend you to study for competitive entrance exams in government organizations. Then, you can work in government agencies or non-profit organizations, especially in areas related to policy analysis, community development, or advocacy. Business. I am not going to lie, but the truth is that you can get into this field only if you have a challenging and life-changing business idea that can beat the rest of the competitive businesses around you or solve a problem that no other business could. If you do not have a business idea, then you can get into various industries such as management, consulting, or human Resources. Leveraging your communication and critical thinking skills. Linguistics we discussed. Writing and publication. But you can also consider linguistics-related fields which include things like translation and interpretation, language technology, or computational linguistics. Archiving and preservation. Does antiquity provoke you to find more information about it? If yes, and you are a sucker for historical stories and items, then you can go into archiving and preservation roles. This would include you working to preserve historical documents and artifacts so that our future generations can cherish the beauty and realism of the ancient items. How to switch careers. If you are in a career that does not interest you anymore, then you are bound to switch it for a more interesting one. However, there are several points to keep in consideration before you take this huge decision in your life, and I will list them below. Try learning new skills in your existing field so that you might find something that can arouse interest in your current job role. Discover your newfound interest and ensure that it is not just the heat of the moment that is pulling you towards it. Ensure that you can keep up with your new career and you won't lose interest in it as you did with your existing one. You are thorough with the scope of the newfound interest in terms of salary and other aspects. Research the career path of the new interest so that you know the direction to walk in. Process of switching your career. Switching your career with a new one can be one of the most challenging parts of your career path, but it seems to be an equally rewarding process too. So, before you search jobs by location into a new job role, here are some tips and steps to guide you on the way of transitioning. Assess your current situation. Sit down, relax, and take some time to reflect on your existing career. Enlist the points you like and don't like about it on a piece of paper so that you can analyze if you need to switch your career or if it is just a hoax. Consider all the skills you have developed and the skills you would need to learn to fit in with your new job profile. Research potential career options. Enlist your already existing skills, interests, and values so that you can research the potential career options that you can switch into your chosen career smoothly. If you need some additional education, training, or certifications for your new career, then plan some courses that you are supposed to take. Networking is one of the most important factors when it comes to getting a job. Ensure that you reach out to people who are already thriving in those careers that you want to take up. You can take first-hand experience from these people that you can use to figure out your game plan for switching to your new job. Gain experience. Once you decide on your career path, start gaining experience for the same. You can consider taking on a part-time or volunteer position in the career field you want to get into. It would help you build your resume so that you can get the best of the jobs in your career. Update your resume and cover letter. Once you have picked up your new career, tailor your resume accordingly. You must also create a cover letter that will help you make the recruiters understand your reasons for switching your career. Do not forget to include and highlight your transferable skills and relevant experience that will help you get a job in the same genre. Be open to learning. You cannot switch your career without being open to learning. While switching jobs, you would need to learn additional skills and may have to take up additional education or training. If you are not open to learning these new skills, then you won't be able to flourish in your career. Be patient. The last but not the least thing to do is to be patient. If you dare to restart, then you would need the patience to see it become concrete. In addition to that, The further you are in your current career, the harder it will be to become prominent in your new career. Conclusion: in this article, we learned about the career options in humanities that we can make a career in. I have also added a smooth process to switch the career option that will help you have a smooth transition between your career. This article would be a great piece of knowledge if you have a degree in humanities and you are looking forward to making a flourishing career in the same field. If you enjoyed reading this article and would like to share it with your friends and family members with a degree in humanities, then do not hesitate to do it as soon as possible. Because there is no point waiting to share a good piece of advice with people who can take something good out of it.